Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
But today it's Tammy Hall out of Bozeman and formerly of Billings. And I have Brian Zinke with us, who's going to be reelected as a congressman. And he didn't call in when he was supposed to, but he has a great reason. Ryan, you got 4 minutes. Tell us what's going on and why we need you.
Well, listen, this morning I'm doing my morning chores, and hey, there's a boom mic in the yard. It's Monica Tunnell and her merry band of filmers. Filming once again, you know, on our property, you know. But see, the same thing. My wife owns a condo, or our family does, in Bay Point Resort. Bay Point Resort, you know, Whitefish has been there forever. It's where people come in. So she fraudulently rents the little condo and films in it. I mean, what person does that? Anyway, I'm sorry I wasn't with you this morning. We'd love to discuss, you know, affordable housing, which, look, you know, on this issue, there's two paths. Monica is government housing, and we saw what that does. We saw what inflation does. It affects costs at the grocery store, the gas station, affordable housing. So she wants free government housing. What we want to do is fix the problem, lower the interest rates, get back to reality, make sure gas prices are low, so permitting costs are low. You know, in Montana, housing went up 42%. Permits are 40%. So let's look at reducing the permits, but let's get back to reality. Stop the excessive government spending, and the housing problem isn't always solved by government housing.
You know, Ryan, one of the things you told me that really, really affected my more admiration for you is that before you even got in the office, you had lawsuits waiting for you on the desk of people trying to sue you. That's what they do anymore to government people when you went in to be Interior Secretary, right?
Well, anyone can launch a complaint, right? Yeah. Anyone. So, you know, in this case, the Democrat operatives launched this complaint. And if you're a secretary, by law, that complaint has to be investigated. So that's what a federal investigation looks like. And they tried everything. My socks, my dog, the horse I rode in on. Every case resulted in the exact same conclusion. No wrongdoing. You know why? There never was, there never will be. But, yeah, same thing with Trump. Russian collusion, give me a break.
Never was, never will be.
Obstruction of justice. But these guys, this is exactly why we need to elect Trump in, have accountability in our Supreme Court in Montana, and make sure that they follow the law and not an agenda. So, Tammy, I'm sorry I couldn't be with you this morning, but anyway, God bless everybody.
Well, wait a minute, Ryan.
I look forward to being on and discussing the issues.
Hey, Ryan, you got 45 seconds. Tell me about why it's important that you're the Appropriations Committee.
Well, you know, appropriations, you know, Constitution, everyone should look up Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. No money should be withdrawn by the Treasury unless by consequence of appropriations. And right now, I can tell you, Congress has not done their job. I appropriate less than 20% of the budget. We need to look at everything, and that's how you reduce government spending, is you put priorities where they're important. Thank you so much. God bless, Tammy.
God bless you.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, today's Tammy Hall, and I've just enjoyed these first 3 hours, but I'm really looking forward to the next hour with my good friend, the First Lady of Montana, Susan Gianforte, and then our Attorney General, if he can get out of a meeting, Austin Knutson will be joining us. Susan, are you there?
I am, Tammy. Thank you so much for having me on Montana Talks.
We are absolutely, I'm thrilled you're here. And by the way, I just read on the earlier today that your husband, Greg, the governor of Montana, is going to give us, acknowledge October 7th and what happened with the terrorist attack in Israel. And I know how strongly you and I feel. We went to Israel together, your family and Kelly and I, and I just want to thank Greg for that.
Yes, that's really important to acknowledge. It's a very significant anniversary.
Yeah, one we shouldn't just skip. We talked earlier about the importance of education in Montana, and you have a wonderful All First Ladies Happen initiative, and I'm very excited about yours. And would you share with the folks what you're raising money for as First Lady of Montana?
Yes. So a year ago, I rolled out Dolly Parton's Imagination Library statewide, and the program provides free, high-quality, age-appropriate books delivered monthly to children 0 up to 5 years old to their home or P.O. box so that they can be read to and look at books and be involved in stories every month, and hopefully it will get them interested in reading other books as well, or having other books read to them as well. But it's free books monthly for children up to 5, anywhere in the state.
You're kidding. A child will get 3 books in a month?
No, free.
3 books?
Free.
F-R-E-E. Oh, free. Okay.
Yes, free.
No, I don't need to get my hearing check, do I, Susan? Good. I hope that's on Medicare now, getting that hearing check. They'll get a free book every... thank you. That is...
it's probably my speaking could be clearer as well.
Oh, I don't think so, friend. Okay, so what I loved about this, besides what a great cause it is that you didn't try to reinvent the wheel. That was so important to me, because I know that when you threw all money and work and support and time and effort behind getting good quality school choice in Montana, you didn't just reinvent the wheel. You went to other states to find out what works. And tell me about picking this instead of just saying, well, I'm going to make something up.
Dolly Parton has a number of states. We are the 16th state to join as a statewide, program. And she is printing and mailing 3 million books every month now. It's incredible. So she is all set up. They handle all the administration of the mailing and the back-end registration, support for the partners, tech support, and all those kind of things. So the state just has to raise the money for the hard money for the books and the mailing. And it's only $26 for the whole year for 12 books. So
wow.
It's very, very cost-effective. It's $2.10 every month for a child to get a book mailed to their home. So I learned about it from First Lady Fran DeWine in Ohio. And when she told me about it, she brought it statewide. I was sold instantaneously. It's like, that is what I want my initiative to be for Montana.
How successful is it?
Oh, thank you for asking that one. We have just crossed 40,000 kids, 40% of kids that are eligible Montana registered. So that's 24,000 kids out of 60,000 under the age of 5. And we're hoping at the second year anniversary to be in the low 50%, so over half. And then at the 3-year anniversary, my goal is to be 2/3 of eligible kids are actually registered and receiving books.
That is remarkable.
24,000.
That is so remarkable.
Yeah, I'm very pleased.
And how do you raise the money?
So we have, I organized the governor's Christmas galas. And if you don't mind, this year will be December 6th in Bozeman. And then Helena, January 14th, it'll be a reception at the beginning of the legislative session. But that those are the sole fundraisers. Last year I just had one. Some years I have two. Some years I have four. And I have also started applying for grants from foundations that operate in Montana as well. And some have been very generous.
Well, I know those
so far has donated.
Those galas are going to be really expensive. Really good, especially one in Helena, because it's Kelly's birthday. And he'll be 77.
Oh, nice.
So we'll have to come to that one instead of Bozeman. Hey, Susan, how do parents get in touch with you about this?
So you register children, and you can be the parent, guardian, aunt, uncle. You don't have to be the parent. ImaginationLibrary.com. And there's a little button. Click check availability. And then you enter your zip code. Every zip code in Montana is covered. And you just enter the child's name, address, birthday.
We're going to go off for a minute here for a little break. But when we come back, I want to redo that. Okay? I want to make sure we get that in. And I want to hear the reaction of the kids. So stay with us. Susan will be back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And today it's with Tammy Hall and a wonderful guest and good friend, the First Lady of Montana. You wear that title very well, Susan. This is Susan Gianforte. Susan's an amazing woman. If you didn't know her, haven't had the privilege, I can tell you that her and her husband, Governor Greg Gianforte, travel the state unbelievably. They get to every county many times a year. Every time I get your update and you're hiking a mountain here and swimming, you like the outdoors, Susan. And you
sure do. That's why we moved here 30 years ago.
Yeah, I know that. 30 years ago, you have a daughter who was born here and has graduated and gone to college, and they still try to call you a newcomer. I don't know what counts. Susan, you were just telling us how we could get in touch with the Imagination Library. And if you're just joining us, the First Lady of Montana always has a really good program that they put their effort into. And Susan joined in with the Dolly Parton providing books to children. And children get free books, high quality, age appropriate books delivered to their home after they sign up. And it's a gift that keeps on giving. And so, Susan, how do parents reach this?
ImaginationLibrary.com. And it's for children up to 5 years old.
Okay. That's so exciting.
They graduate at 5. Yeah, ImaginationLibrary.com.
Have you gotten a response from the kids? What have you seen?
I frequently, when the governor and I are out traveling, have parents come up to me and just thank me for the program and how excited. The biggest thing they say is how excited their kids are to get mail, to get their book. Like they'll be, when they know like that time of the month when the book should be coming, they'll be asking their parents, did I get my book today? Did I get my book today? And of course, as soon as the book comes, plastic off and have it read to them. So Many, many people let me know that they are so excited. And I just, I got to thank you. I get thank yous in the mail, too, as well, from parents about just what a great program it is and how appreciative they are to have the books in the home.
It's interesting, Susan, because yesterday Greg had appointed me to the Library Commission. There are seven of us in charge of libraries in Montana, and it's quite enlightening and quite a big carry. It's a bigger carry than I thought it would be because there are so many controversies involved in libraries today. But yesterday, I was listening online. I was on a Zoom meeting with librarians around the state, and they were talking about how to get the joy of books back to children, that we used to go to be so excited to read, and that kids today are getting away from that. Mm-hmm. And don't you believe that books are just crucial reading to children's success?
Absolutely, and that's another thing I hear from kindergarten and first grade teachers. They can tell when children have been read to in the home. They come to school ready to read, learn to read, and they come ready to learn because reading is so fundamental, I mean, to learning. It's kind of an obvious statement, but if you can't read, you can't learn. You can't absorb other material and comprehend it. So I have been, I am pretty anti-screen. I did not let my kids watch TV or movies when they were growing up. We went to the library every week and took out like 30 books. And I read to them. They read when they could learn to read. And it was a really great environment. So I would encourage every parent and guardian to read to their children before school starts so that they're ready for school.
I agree with you. In fact, Susan's a very humble person. I cannot tell you. This woman has, I believe, two masters. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, two masters in business. Are they in business? Is they?
MBA and MS in engineering. My BS is engineering.
Engineering and MBA. And this is back before we were being pushed as women that we could do these things. This is when women said, I did it on their own. And she's always known the value of an education. But, you know, your four kids who grew up here in Montana and had you as an incredible mother reading to them and helping them. And they went to, I believe, Caltech, Carnegie Mellon. Where did Adam go? It was
Cornell,
and then Rachel went to Stanford. Well, so it was pretty exciting when she beat all three of her brothers to get into Stanford. I remember that day. She said her first call was to her three brothers because they'd all applied. And, you know, I have wonderful memories. The bookmobile used to come around. I told this story in the library, but the bookmobile in Billings used to come around to the schools. And when it would come first, you'd get on that bookmobile. You had all the books to pick from. But if you were one of the last, the bookmobile had about 10 lonely little books left. And I learned, just loved reading. I couldn't get books fast enough. And there is a correlation between having that book in your hand and wasting your time on screens playing games, isn't there?
That's what I hear from teachers all the time.
Yeah.
That and now, you know, there's a push here in the state to for kids not to have access to their cell phones during class time, which I think is an excellent idea.
It's a great idea. They kept saying it was for safety. It was for safety. And they have found now that that's not true, that it doesn't affect the safety, and we all worry about the safety of kids. But that kid having, the teacher has a phone, they can take care of the safety in the room. I think it's very important. It's interesting that all the great people like Bill Gates and the people that run these big companies don't let their own kids have screen time like ours do. You know,
interesting.
They know the danger of it. So you're a believer in education, right, girl?
I am. Could I mention one thing?
Mm-hmm, please.
We had two exciting announcements last 2 weeks. United Way of Yellowstone County is now the official partner for the county doing outreach. and they are going to be excellent. They have deep roots in the community. One of their priorities is early childhood literacy, and they have committed, passionate staff and board members. So I am very excited that they just signed on last week. And also Family Community Career Leadership of America, FCCLA, is a statewide partner this school year. So high school kids are going to be going out doing outreach in their communities to get kids registered at imaginationlibrary.com, kids under five.
Well, that's an exciting idea. We were talking about it with the librarians yesterday, how we get the kids into joy. And I suggested having people read in the library, like the parents, or have a reading group where the kid checks out a book and the parents are there, and there's four of them in the group, and they read all four books, and the parents read right there. So it becomes, and one of the people said that it would be great if they could get the kids from the local sports team, like a high school football player, to come and read a book. And boy, would that ever help.
Yeah, I think that is probably one of the things they're going to do as part of their outreach, is go and maybe read at a daycare, bring a couple books, or a preschool.
It is a great idea. One of the things I was most impressed with being on the library commission is how important libraries are on our reservations. They're incredibly important. A lot of the kids do not have access to books, or to even seniors that come to the library, and the reservations need those libraries.
Yes, and normally those libraries cover the entire community, including the community college. So
yes,
they have children's books through everything that you need for college as well. And, yeah, they are the library.
So the fundraising will be December 6th in Bozeman, and January 14th. It's the Governor's Christmas Gala and the New Year Gala. And we'll get these books going, and the children who sign up to age five, and they get a free book, not three, but free books every There you go.
Every month.
Yeah. And your goal within the next, because you will be reelected, so you're going to have four more years to work on. And your goal is to have how many kids in Montana have it?
100% would be ideal. The closest the state has come is like two-thirds. Is considered, you know, that they're really, Dollywood is really happy, Dollywood Foundation, if you get to two-thirds. So, of course, being competitive, that's my goal. I want to be one of the top states with registered children out of the eligible number. And I'm just going to keep working on that.
All right, before I let you go, because we have a minute here, tell me, what are you excited about with this election for you and Greg to get done in the next 4 years?
The governor is going to plans to keep doing what he's been doing, lowering taxes that are under state control, income tax, raising the business equipment exemption, cutting more red tape, improving licensure, continuous improvement on constituent services and the agencies, and just being out, as you mentioned earlier, traveling and talking to folks in their communities about what is going on and if the state can help, either helping or getting out of the way.
Oh,
and of course,
great.
Housing Task Force had another report on the property tax.
That's a lot of work to be done, Susan. We're out of time, but man alive, what a project. Thank you for being the great leader you are for children. I'm so grateful.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, Tim.
This is where Montana Talks At with Lane Nordlund.
U.S. wheat production for the 2024 through 25 marketing year is estimated at 1.97 billion bushels. That's up 9% year-to-year and the highest level since 2016-17. USDA says this stands in contrast to a long-term downward trend in U.S. wheat production that resulted in declining acreage as farmers switched to other crops like corn and soybeans in recent years. Speaking of wheat, a lot of farmers across the Big Sky State are working to get next year's winter wheat crop planted, but just be aware, GPS systems in your tractor could be disrupted by a geomagnetic storm today. Could affect navigation, communication systems, along with GPS, which could impact fall planting in some farm equipment. Yesterday, the Space Weather Prediction Center detected a strong solar flare, the largest of the current solar cycle, which could disrupt navigation systems throughout the weekend. Geomagnetic storms slower to reach Earth than flares are expected to follow. The forecast for a G3 storm today potentially could disrupt power systems and satellite navigation. In addition, an aurora may be visible tonight on the skyline as well. Again, just be aware of that. If you're busy out planting and your GPS isn't working too well, it could be, in fact, due to the geomagnetic storm taking place today. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Lane Northport.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
And today it's Tammy Hall, and I have a great guest, another person in Montana I have tremendous admiration for, and that's my friend Austin Knutson, who, by the way, will be at a reception in Bozeman at our house on Monday. And Kelly and I would like to invite anybody in the Gallatin County area or anybody hearing this to go online and contact me at hall.tamara, it's all A's, T-A-M-A-R-A, at gmail.com, hall.tamara, all A's, and we'll tell you the details and how to get to our house. I think you'll enjoy it. Austin, you are an amazing man, a young guy. Tell us how you got into the attorney general job. Why did you decide to do that?
Hey, Tammy. Well, thanks for having me on. Good to hear from you, and thanks for helping out next week. I ran for attorney general 4 years ago because I had been a county attorney. I'm from Roosevelt County, way up in the northeast corner. We were dealing with a lot of crime and a lot of drugs. And that really is why I ran. It's what got me into the race 4 years ago. We've got a big crime problem in Montana. We've got a big drug problem in Montana.
Oh, no, we don't. I mean, all the people tell me Montana's just perfectly safe. This border's not affecting us. We don't have crime. Not true, right?
It is entirely not true. Our fentanyl seizures in just the last 3 years, Tammy, are up 20,000% in Montana.
Oh,
that's just what we've taken off the highways and off the streets by law enforcement in Montana. Our fentanyl overdose deaths, confirmed crime lab overdose deaths in Montana, are up 1,700% in the last 2 years.
What's causing
that? We do.
What's causing that to come in?
That's the Mexican drug cartels pushing fentanyl.
Wow.
Fentanyl is absolutely the soup du jour. It is the product that is extremely cheap for the cartels to make. And it's extremely profitable for them to sell here in Montana. That's what's happening. Tammy, that's not my political opinion. You go talk to any law enforcement professional in Montana, and they will tell you the same thing. That is a fact. So, and that's leading to violent crime. When you've got drug cartels and drug trafficking at the level that we do, that leads to violent crime. That's why I'm running again. That's why I ran the first time. Violent crime is down in Montana. For the first time in about 13 years, we finally, since I've taken office, we've got the violent crime rate in Montana trending down for the last 2 years.
In spite of this.
I want to keep doing that.
Yeah, we need you.
In spite of all that.
Now, the Mexican cartels, are they just sending the fentanyl or are they coming with it?
Well, there was a time, just a few short 4 or 5 years ago when I was a county attorney, they were primarily just shipping the drugs up here. You were having traffickers travel down the border, pick the stuff up from middlemen, and bring it back to Montana. We do still certainly see that here, but more and more common, we are seeing actual known affiliated and actual members of cartels coming up in Montana, operating in Montana. We're finding them in strange places, people who are on watch lists, and if the FBI or the DEA is watching. We're not a pass-through state, Tammy. They are in Montana because they can make a tremendous amount of profit. They figured that out. So, yeah, they're here.
Well, you know, my friends in Bozeman, there's an undercurrent in Bozeman of people who moved in, and they say, oh, Bozeman's above this. This is a problem in Great Falls and Butte and Billings. But there's an area in Bozeman that some of my friends live with their children, and they actually have heard gunfire at night between the cartels battling.
Look, Bozeman is not immune. Bozeman absolutely has a meth and fentanyl trafficking problem as well. Gallatin County is a little interesting. You know, obviously we all know Gallatin County has become a little more affluent. There's a little more money in that county. You know, there's a certain community up there on a ski hill that there's a lot of pretty wealthy folks up there. We actually see a marked uptick in cocaine trafficking in Gallatin County. Cocaine tends to be a drug that's a little more affluent, a little more accessible to people with some money in their pocket. And we definitely have seen a spike in cocaine trafficking in Gallatin County, and that's what's from.
Well, Austin, who buys the fentanyl, and how do they get it? I mean, obviously they're not saying, sell me a pill that's going to kill me.
Well, what you're seeing is a lot of different people. Like there's not a demographic that we can point to and say, okay, these are the people who are doing fentanyl. There's not necessarily an income, although, like I said, we do see more cocaine at the higher income levels. But we see fentanyl just across demographics. And usually what you're seeing now is fentanyl being mixed into a lot of other stuff. And I don't say this to alarm people. I say it because it's true. We've seen fentanyl mixed in methamphetamine. We've found it mixed in cocaine. We found it mixed in heroin. We found it mixed in counterfeit Adderall. We found it mixed in counterfeit Ritalin, ecstasy, you know, quote unquote, harmless recreational drugs. These are not coming from your pharmacy, folks. These are all coming from the cartels in Mexico.
And one of the things I know is that kids, like at college, they're studying and they say, hey, take this, it'll help you study. It's just a Ritalin. And they got it off the street or whatever. And that's how our college kids, we've had some in Bozeman that have had that. And they think it's helpless. I mean, you know, harmless.
We've absolutely seen young people who think they're taking one thing, don't realize they're taking a counterfeit pill, and it's been laced with fentanyl, and they overdose. In a lot of cases, they die. I don't say that to alarm people. I say it because it's true. It's happening here in Montana, all over the state. So my message to kids, to parents, to grandparents, tell your children and tell yourselves, if it didn't come from a pill bottle with your name on it, they came from your local pharmacist, don't take it. You can't afford to. You don't know where that thing came from.
Very, very good advice. Now, wouldn't you blame part of this, and I don't mean to lead the question, but on the border, I've heard you say that. I've heard you say the open border is a big problem, that every state now is a border state.
That's absolutely the problem here. When you've got an administration in Washington, D.C., that has thrown the front door wide open and made it exceedingly easy for these criminal cartels. These are some of the largest criminal organizations in the world. We're talking hundreds of billions of dollars annually. When you throw the front door wide open and make their job really, really easy to get their product into the country, this is not long division. What do you think is going to happen? And we're paying for it here in Montana with lives, with health, with increased demand on services, on police, on local law enforcement, on local EMS, hospitals. Tammy, this all gets laid at the foot of the federal government, and I will say it, at the foot of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yeah, and Kamala Harris will carry, will continue that dangerous process. We have about 3 minutes left. Kelly just wrote me. He's really curious about the lawsuit you filed against federal government on behalf of Montana. I'm proud of you for every one of those, but tell us how many.
I think we're up to 56 or 57 now. It's a little hard to keep track sometimes. There's a lot, but I mean, whether it's on the border or whether it's on pushing back on illicit gun control. I'm a huge Second Amendment person, Tammy. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff coming out of the ATF we're pushing back on. Energy issues, that's a huge one for Montana. Coal, oil and gas, we have got a ton of rules and regulations being pushed out of the federal EPA that look innocuous but are aimed directly at shutting down coal mining down the Crow Reservation and oil and gas production up on the High Line where I'm from. That's going to just cripple our energy production in Montana. It's going to raise everybody's taxes, and you're going to pay more at the pump for gasoline.
You know, it's funny. Again, I'm on the library commission, and they're really struggling with budget cuts because there's not any money in the coal trust fund. And I said, well, folks, if you keep wanting coal eliminated, you're going to not have any of the funding you've got. Hey, we've got a good minute and a half here, not much, but minute and a half left. Austin, tell us what you're excited about that's going on now.
Thanks, Tammy. We just did a great new rollout. So we did a large settlement the state received from a civil lawsuit against Johnson & Johnson. We received a pretty good chunk of money. We are going to give all that money to your state CACs, your local CACs. That's a children's advocacy center. You've got child victims of horrible crime, typically sex crimes. These children's advocacy centers are an amazing resource for counseling, for forensic interviewing, for law enforcement, for medical inspection of these children that we have for prosecutions. They're kind of a one-stop shop, but they've been terribly underfunded in Montana. Most people don't even know these things exist. So they approached me to help, try to help them find some funding, and we were able to do it. So I'm really, really proud of that work, and I'm really proud of the work those folks do, because it's incredibly difficult.
Well, that is a perfect way to end this segment. Vote for Austin Knutson, one of Montana's greatest young men. Thanks, Austin.
Thanks, Tammy.
Save big money on everything at Menards. Keep your guns, ammunition, and valuables secure with Sports Appeal Gun Safes. We have multiple sizes available to fit your needs. The spacious interiors are fully carpeted to protect against scratches and include adjustable side shelves to suit your storage needs. Save big on Sports Appeal at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, today it's Tammy Hall, and it's hard to believe we've been through 4 hours almost. We're just short. It just went so fast. Maybe didn't for you, but for Kelly and I, as you get older, everything goes fast. So that's kind of, but this sure did. We just had a call from a lady, Cynthia, up in Hungry Horse. I wanted to thank her. She wanted us to know that Tester is attending a pro-abortion rally in Whitefish on Sunday, because, you know, on Sunday, the Lord's Day, it's a really appropriate thing to set aside for yourself to go out and try to get people online to kill babies, because that happens to be the only way you can win the Senate seat. How pathetic. I just want you to know that while Tim Sheehy is taking a courageous stand, that other than incest or rape or the, you know, the health of the mother, that we should protect babies. You know, I'm a Christian, and I start all my segments talking about just some little prayers and ideas that have helped help me and help Kelly. And I wanted to tell you today as a close off, Kelly gave me a wonderful psalm that I read before I do the show, and it's Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And I try on this show to make sure that, you know, what I'm saying is reflective of the joy of the Lord and what he's done for us and the freedom he's given us. Please, people, don't take that freedom for granted. You know, Tim Sheehy doesn't talk about it. Ryan Zinke, who served as a Navy SEAL, doesn't talk about it, but they saw the horrors of war right up close and personal. In fact, Tim Sheehy was wounded 3 times and has many, many Purple Heart, the Navy Cross. These people are willing to die for our right to vote, our right to be free. Why don't we decide that we are going to do our part, turn out to vote? Somebody told me that the difference between bison and cows is that a big storm is forming. Cows will run away from the storm. Bison walk into the storm. They will walk right into it and right through it. And in the long run, it's safer that way. And I think it's time for especially us seniors. John Tester is counting on scaring us. I laughed the other day. Kelly and I got, this is Corey Swanson, a wonderful guy running for the Supreme Court of Montana. We got a flyer against him that said, Corey Swanson will destroy your public lands. What? It's the Supreme Court of Montana. It has nothing to do with our public land. They take these same talking points, people, and they put them out over and over. It's all based on scaring us. And like I said earlier in the show, we don't scare easily. We're not the greatest generation, but we're pretty tough, too. I wanted to thank Susan Gianforte for sharing what she's doing with books. I love reading. I can't even get to tell you. My grandmother taught me about reading. My grandmother actually told me, I was in an abusive home as a kid, a very abusive home. And my grandmother said, I can't get you out of here, Tammy, but I can teach you how to escape through reading. And it was it's something I never lost. And I read this great poem by Julia Donaldson. I opened a book and in I strode. Now nobody can find me. I've left my chair, my house, my road, my town and my world behind me. I'm wearing the cloak. I've slipped on the ring. I've swallowed the magic potion. I've fought with a dragon. I've dined with a king and I've dived in a bottomless ocean. I opened a book and made some friends. I shared their tears and laughter. And I followed their roads with its bumps and its bends to their happily ever after. I finished my book and out I came. The cloak can no longer hide me. My chair and my house are just the same. But now I have a book inside me. And I just love that. Every time you read, you grow. Every time you get a chance. Folks, we're so blessed in America. It's just time that we stand our ground. Let the storm come. I just read about the Boise volleyball team took a loss in their division in volleyball rather than compete against teams that have men. And Utah State just did the same thing. Utah State forfeited games and said, we're not playing against men. And the University of Wyoming was the third team to do it. Now there's 4 in the Montana area. I don't know about you, but when I saw a boxer who is a man at the Olympics, a boxer, and he punched out within 20 seconds the gal from Italy who was expected to win the gold medal. And a man won the women's boxing championship by knocking out a woman. And we don't outrage out of that. We don't find that outrageous. Basically, this man won a gold medal at the Olympics for domestic violence. That's what that was, an attack on women. I would encourage all the mothers out there, go to an app that I have found that I'm telling you this for the safety of your children. It's called booklooks.org, booklooks.org. And what they do is a group of parents and any book in a library or a school that has been advertised for children and parents have found them and find them unacceptable, what they do is they just post what's written in the books. And they don't tell you not to buy it. They tell you, here's what your kids are reading. And they rate books 1 through 5. And the 4s and 5s are filled with pornography, sexual attacks and things your children should not be exposed to. Go to book looks. Do that for your kids, because you know what they say, when you have a child, your heart goes walking around outside your body. God bless each and every one of you. It's been just an incredible, incredible opportunity to be here today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.